want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How do you balance fees with the pursuit of your financial goals? And this has been become more and more of a topic in the financial industry, is the fees involved in whatever you do and how you pursue your goals. And I have an industry publication right here in front of me, and it's talking about one large mutual fund company that is slashing some of their fees on 77 mutual funds. So it's talking about the fees on mutual funds. So let's just talk about this for a minute. How important is that? Obviously, it's important. But how important? So first off, there are two types of fees you could potentially pay. Obviously, when you invest in a product, a mutual fund, an ETF, which is an exchange-traded index fund, like a passively managed index fund, there are fees for those funds. Now, if you buy an individual stock, there's not a fee on an ongoing basis, but there are fees on the purchase and sale, even commission-free. There are, and oftentimes, hidden charges with index funds that don't have a lot of trading volume because you get these spreads when you make a trade. Now, I don't want to get too technical about all that, but there are always fees when you exact a transaction, even if it's a commission-free. But most people use mutual funds and ETFs. So there are product fees. And if you have annuities, what are the fees in the annuities? That's been often discussed in the industry. Now, then there's also the fee you pay if you hire professional advice. And both of those are important. Today, I'm focusing on the fees of the products, okay? There's been a big move to just, reduce fees, reduce fees, reduce fees. So an index fund might have an average fee of, I don't know, maybe 0.1% or maybe just a little bit more. A managed mutual fund, the fee could run, you know, anywhere from 0.4% maybe all the way up into over 1% or even up to 1.5% per year. And so it stands to reason, well, if your fee is higher, that means you have a lower net return. And that's a simplified way of looking at that. However, I do think in the interest of your wealth and pursuit of goals, don't go too far with that. Are fees important? Absolutely. When we manage portfolios at Brogan Financial to help clients pursue their goals, do I look at the fees of the funds that we use? Absolutely. That's my job. We have to. And if you're doing that on your own, you absolutely have to be looking at that. But don't go too far. I know investors and professionals that will say on a managed mutual fund, they won't consider a fund that has a fee that's higher than 0.5%, 0.5%. Here's the problem with that. There are some unbelievably consistent top-performing managed mutual funds over the years that have fees over 0.5%. And when I say top-performing, that means that over time, the net return to the investor is higher. Okay? The net return, net of the fee, to the investor. So we have to be very careful. I mean, the number one real estate fund, as an example, from last year, has kind of a high fee. But when I say it was number one, it was number one net return to the investor. Now, that's just 1 year. We should never make decisions based on 1 year with managed funds. I'm just saying, as an example, you know, don't carve out and just say, oh, if a fee is over a certain amount, you're not even going to consider the investment. Because that's where we go too far. And I think the industry, the regulators, have to be very careful with that. So are fees important? Absolutely. Is it important to understand what the overall internal fees and charges are in the investments that you pick and manage? Absolutely. Because over time, that affects your return. But be very careful you don't go too far with that, because you could end up shooting yourself in the foot, kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face, that kind of thing. So be very careful. It needs a more macro approach on how do you want to achieve your goals? How are these things doing? And just be careful you don't take any one piece of that too far while still managing it and making sure it will ensure your success.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.